Kenya's new president, Mwai Kibaki, visits the White House today. President Bush is hosting a formal state dinner for the former opposition figure, who was elected to succeed longtime Kenyan leader Daniel Arap Moi. A prominent dissident also will attend the dinner, a sign of changing times for Kenya. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Human rights advocate and Kenyan lawyer Gibson Kamau Koria never expected to be where he is today. The longtime opposition figure is now serving on a Kenyan government commission, investigating members of the former Moi regime for looting the country of billions of dollars.
It's just unbelievable. Even as a Kenyan, you find it difficult to believe this can happen in real life until you get to hear from those who are involved.
Koria, a Robert F. Kennedy human rights laureate, says he decided to help the new government because he sees it as a chance of realizing what he's been fighting for 20 years, democracy and the rule of law. Under Moi's regime, Koria's advocacy landed him in jail for 9.5 months without trial.
They asked me to go and to say my prayers because they were determined to kill me. I knew that they had killed some people in the cells, and they meant it. I reconciled myself to the death. One morning I told them, well, you asked me to pray, I prayed, so get on with the job, you kill me. I had courage I had not known before.
The former law professor says he was freed only because of international media attention. While he continued to try to defend opposition figures in Kenya, Koria again feared for his life during another crackdown in 1990. He sought asylum in the U.S. Embassy and went into exile for 2 years.
Life with dignity was impossible in Moi's Kenya.
Though Koria and other former Kenyan dissidents credit the U.S. government with promoting democracy, it was the U.S. ambassador at the time, Smith Hempstone, who personally intervened and decided to shelter the human rights advocate.
That was my decision to take him in, and it wasn't a decision that was thoroughly appreciated by the State Department, certainly.
Moi's government dubbed Hempstone the rogue ambassador, which he later used as a title for his memoirs. Hempstone is encouraged to see Koria working on a government commission and to see Mwai Kibaki, a former vice president turned opposition figure, as Kenya's new leader. Hempstone describes President Kibaki as a good man, but he fears Kenya's democracy is too fragile for the U.S. to simply call it a victory and walk away.
Well, I think he needs to be encouraged. I won't say that I think he's the greatest thing since sliced bread. There are some former members of the Moi government who are in this government, the present government, who are none too savory, really. They retain some power, so President Kibaki has to move very carefully when dealing with them.
A senior Bush administration official gave a much less nuanced assessment of Kenya's democratic transition, describing it as a clear success story for Africa. The official, who asked not to be named, gave no indication that the Kenyans could expect more out of this visit than a state dinner at the White House and a meeting with President Bush, a rare prize in this administration. Bush administration officials also note that most of a $100 million anti-terrorism package for West Africa is geared for Kenya, a target of recent terrorist attacks. Koria, the human rights lawyer, says he gets the sense that the Bush administration is so focused on the war on terrorism that other fights for democracy and rule of law take a back seat. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.